to Your Health, Your Wellness Day here on MyFM. It's Bailey Shockeyver, and I'm here with Tracy Snell, Executive Director at Jessica's House Hospice in Exeter. Thank you so much for joining us today, Tracy. Before we get started, I think it's impossible to live in the area and not know about all the great things that happen over at Jessica's House, but let's pretend I'm new to town. What's Jessica's House all about?
So Jessica's House is not only a three-bed residential hospice to care for people at end of life, but we're also a support for our community. We provide a lot of grief and bereavement support for not only caregivers, but also for people that are being, that unfortunately have a life-limiting disease.
Yes, absolutely. So it's not just because I am at end of my life that I would be interacting with Jessica's House. You guys do a lot more besides that. So in what way is that contributing to the health and wellness of the community?
Well, like I said, on top of that, we're also going to be and have started being able to talk about advanced care planning for people of our community. So one thing that we'll be able to do is help people to make those hard decisions before they are actually getting sick. And the other part is that it also helps for families so that those decisions can already be made. So when difficult times happen, those decisions have been made and family members don't have to make those difficult decisions.
And I think that it's important to talk about those supports beyond death and dying. So there's lots of things that Jessica's House does, and there's lots of things that I think of when I think of a hospice. But in what ways are you reaching outside the walls of the hospice and extending to the community that opportunity to come in and make it the place that they need it to be?
So there are, like I said, as well as support groups, we are also having on May 25th, we're having our hike for hospice. So this year we're adding a little bit because we're also going to be including the town of Lucan. So not only having our walk through Asauble Bayfield in Exeter, we're also going to be having a walk through the trail. We're going to have it in person in Exeter this year. So we hope that everyone's able to come out and be able to hike. And then, like we said, be able to remember a loved one at that point in time. And then we haven't been able to for the past couple of years, but once again, in October 25th of this year, we're going to have our handbags, which is usually a very fun night for women to be able to come out and look at handbags and just to be able to get together and have a fun night and being able to care for our people that are at end of life. And then finally, at the end of the year, we have our tribute tree. So that is usually happening in November. And what that is for people to be able to come into Jessica's House and they can hang an angel on our tree. But the big part of it is to be able to memorialize people and for us to be able to hear people's stories.
Are there any innovative approaches or new ideas that you guys have brought to end of life planning, end of life care? Like what are you hoping to bring to the table to really change the game in that space?
The biggest thing is just for people to start feeling more comfortable. I think as we go through life, unfortunately, we know we are all going to die at some point in time. So being able to, like I said, make those decisions easier, making them at a time when you are healthy and not having to make those decisions when you're already having to deal with other things is so important.
How do you envision the role of hospice care evolving in the future to meet the needs of the community? Like I think that you're probably always working to adapt to do what the community needs. Like you were saying, like we do support groups based on what people have asked for, what they're needing. So looking forward to the future, how do you see that continuing to develop and evolve?
Well, I think the biggest thing is exactly that, seeing what supports that the community members do need and then being able to provide those support services. Because as I've said multiple times, there's so many that people have such a difficult time talking about death, so that the more people feel comfortable and being able to get more involved in children, more involved in caregivers and knowing that they have those supports out there for when they're looking after their loved ones that are dying.
Well, Tracy, I wanted to say thank you so much for coming in today and educating me a little bit more about the services that Jessica's House offers in the community. If you have any questions, you're always welcome to reach out. They're happy to help you. Have a great rest of your day, Tracy.
Thank you.